You're watching Press TV's Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. I'm Kenny's Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the United States has vetoed a UN Security Council resolution rejecting Washington's recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital.
I shall put the draft resolution to the vote now. Will those in favor of the draft resolution contained in document S/2017/1060, please raise their hand. Thank you. Will those against? Thank you. No abstentions?
Well, the UN Security Council members voted in favor of the Egyptian-drafted resolution, with the U.S. being the only one voting against it. The Security Council members all urged the withdrawal of the U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Al-Quds as the capital of Israel. But the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. defended Washington's position to veto the resolution. Nikki Haley reaffirmed the U.S.'s unwavering support for Israel. Trump's Al-Quds decision in early December has sparked angry reactions from the Palestinians and the entire Muslim world. The U.S. Western allies have also opposed the move. Joining us via Skype from Montreal is Bruce Katz. He's a co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Katz. Now, seeing Nikki Haley there being the only one raising her hand to oppose this resolution just goes to depict the isolation the U.S. faces itself in, at least in the diplomatic arena, when it comes to its move on Jerusalem al-Quds.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's this is the really the second time within a week or so that we see clear manifestation of just how isolated Washington, not just Washington, but Tel Aviv and Riyadh are as well. Because as I said in an earlier last interview I gave, they formed a triumvirate against the Palestinians. Basically, the entire question of wanting to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem has been pushed by extreme right elements, both within the Trump administration and outside the Trump administration. And that was all headed by a very inexperienced Jared Kushner, who has as much understanding of geopolitics as I have of geophysics, which means nothing at all. But I think that the result of this has been quite contrary to the wishes of both Tel Aviv and Riyadh. It's resulted in unification of the ranks of Arab countries around the question of the international status of Jerusalem. Basically, it's put the question of Jerusalem at the very top of the Islamic agenda. And now what that means is that those Arab governments, which now fail to rally to the Palestinian cause and fail to support unequivocally the international status of Jerusalem and the Palestinian claim to East Jerusalem, will be judged very severely by their own populations. That has political ramifications.
Right. Then, Mr. Katz, would you say that then this was a miscalculation on the part of the U.S. administration?
Well, first of all, when we talk about the Trump administration, we have to talk about being able to calculate things in the first place. And I'm not convinced that Mr. Trump can calculate anything, quite frankly. One of the things that I find very significant, and it hasn't been pointed to very much, is the fact that normally the U.S. Secretary of State would be involved in any question of Jerusalem or any question of foreign policy in the Middle East or elsewhere. But the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has been completely absent from this entire question. It's a known fact that Mr. Tillerson opposes moving the embassy from Tel Aviv. It's also a known fact that Mr. Tillerson supports the Iran nuclear deal.
Right.
And he has been targeted by people both within, I mentioned before, right-wing elements, both within the Trump administration and outside the Trump administration. And there's been talk of trying to push him aside altogether. And it appears certainly that he's been pushed completely aside on this particular question of Jerusalem. So,
okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. That's Bruce Katz, the co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity, joining us via Skype from Montreal. Mr. Katz, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.